Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for coming to watch this talk. I haven't made one of these videos in absolutely ages, what with one thing and another. So I'm going to try and get back into the swing of it. We'll see how I go. I've said that before. Anyway, don't forget, after you listen to this talk, if you click the link in the description below here, you can find the transcript for this talk. You can also find the audio. You can also find questions, multiple choice and essay type, and you can find all the answers. You can also download all of that for free. The audio is an MP3 and the questions is a Word document. So please, after you listen to this talk, go there and try the questions. Practice writing a bit as well. The more you practice, the better your English is going to get. Okay, today I'm going to talk to you for 10 minutes about movies. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, movies. You like movies, I'm sure. I love movies. I love going to the movie theater and watching movies. There's nothing I like better than sitting there with a big tub of popcorn watching a film. So why are they called movies? Well, the expression movies comes from moving pictures. And that's basically what a movie is. It's a series of moving pictures, moving photographs. Obviously, if you take one photograph, it doesn't move. But if you take many photographs of an object that's slowly moving, and you play them very, very fast, you see a moving picture. And that's what a movie is. A basic movie is 24 photos in 1 second, or 24 frames per second, as people say. So if I took 24 photos of something moving like this and then played it fast, you would see motion. Here's an early version of that. This is 24 photos of a horse moving. Can you see? It's a bit jerky. It's not very clear, but it's an old movie. Now that 24 second frame rate, that also explains why this happens. Can you see the helicopter moving? It's floating as if by magic. Its rotor blades are not spinning. Why is that? Well, that's because of the speed of the film. The camera is taking one photo after another. It's taking 24 photographs in a second. The helicopter's rotors are spinning at exactly the same speed. So basically, the camera takes a photo, the rotors spin once, the camera takes another photo, the rotors spin once, another photo, the rotor spins once, another photo. That's why it looks like the rotors are not moving. It's very interesting. You can see it a lot in other things. You can see it in car tires as well. When cars are driving in movies, after a while it starts to look as though the car tires are spinning backwards. That's again for the same reason. All right. Oh, I'm talking too much. Let's have a look at the history of the movies. Okay, we have to go back to 1620 here. We're going to talk about a man called Christian Huygens, who's Dutch. I hope I pronounced that right. He was a great scientist, one of the greatest scientists ever. He did a lot of work with optics, mechanics. He discovered Titan, one of the moons of Saturn. He studied Saturn's rings. He invented the pendulum clock, the old grandfather clock. He invented that. But one thing he did that we're going to talk about today was he invented something called a magic lantern. A lantern is a light, of course. It projects light onto a wall. Well, he made a magic lantern using lenses. He managed to get the magic lantern to project a picture painted on glass onto a wall. So basically, that's the first case of something being projected onto a wall. That's the first type of movie camera, I suppose. Now, we're going to skip forward a couple of hundred years now. 1833 is the next date we're going to look at. A man called Stymon Stamfer, he invented something called a zoetrope. Now, what a zoetrope does, it basically uses the idea that if you put a lot of images that are slightly changed together, it becomes motion. What a zoetrope did, it spins. It's a disc of pictures that spin, and you look through slots, and the picture on the other side of the slot slowly changes. And when you look through the slot, you see motion. That was, I suppose, a kind of movie. Well, it is a moving picture, I suppose. Then, 1877, a Frenchman called Charles-Emile Reynard, he invented something called a praxinoscope. Now, that's very similar to a zoetrope, but this time he combined it with the magic lantern and he projected the images onto a screen. So he had the same idea of a lot of moving pictures drawn by hand that were projected onto a screen. People actually paid money to come and watch this, so I suppose this is the first kind of movie theater, you might say. Anyway, 1850s, instant photography, the camera starts to advance, and we get instant photography, and that means we can take a lot of pictures faster. When cameras were first invented, it took a long time. You had to expose the film for a very long time to take the picture. But once we have instant photography, you can take pictures like that. Now, a man in 1878 called Edward Maybridge, he made this video by basically putting cameras along the length of a horse racing track. As the horse ran past each camera, the camera triggered and took a picture of the horse at that point. Again, one of the first movies. Okay, 1880, we have celluloid film developed. Celluloid film is wonderful in the fact that it's flexible. Up until now, all photos were taken on solid plates, but now you can have flexible film. It makes it much easier to film a lot of photos quickly. Now, one of the core problems with celluloid film is it's highly flammable. And that's why we don't have a lot of old movies left. They burnt down. Okay, so celluloid film makes cinematography a lot easier. 1890, we have something invented called kinetoscope. Now, a kinetoscope is a personal movie box. You have a long reel of celluloid film inside the box, and you look down through an eyepiece, and the film basically comes past the eyepiece on a motor, and you get a movie. That's the very first kind of movie, I suppose. Here's the type of movie they were playing. What do you think? Pretty interesting? It's some blacksmiths hammering some metal, and then they stop to have a drink, a beer. Now, to us, this is like, what? People were watching this, people were paying to watch things like this. But I mean, you can't compare this to the movies we have today. This is the first time people ever saw moving pictures. Imagine how amazing that was for them. I would have paid to see that. Then, 1895, we have the Lumiere brothers. They start to project movies onto a cinema screen and they start to charge admission. They create possibly the world's first movie theater, I suppose. Here's one of their films. It's a train coming into a train station. Again, don't compare it to what we have now. This was amazing. People have never seen things like this before. Absolutely incredible. Okay, then we move on very quickly. 1900, we get editing. Up until now, people had just filmed. But from 1900, people learn how to cut and rejoin the celluloid film tapes to make movies. 1920s, we get sound. Up until 1920, all movies were silent, of course. From 1920s, we get sound. And they were called talkies for quite a long time. 1935, we get color films. And then the quality starts to increase until we have the movies we have today, of course. Cameras over time have become better. The original cameras took 24 frames a second. Cameras now can do 50, 60 frames a second. The best camera in the world can do 1 million frames a second, which means you can get images like this, which you could not do with a regular camera, of course. Okay, and that's the history of movies, very, very quickly. Okay, I've got 2 minutes left. Some statistics for you, some interesting statistics. The longest movie in the world is a movie called The Innocents, which comes in at 21 hours and 5 minutes. The most expensive movie ever made in the world is The Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which cost apparently $422 million to make. The highest grossing movie of all time is Avengers Endgame, which currently, in 2020, it's June, is on about $3 billion, but that could certainly change depending on when you're watching this video. The highest paid actor in the world is Keanu Reeves. He was paid $250 million for all of the Matrix films together. He's also an amazingly generous person, I've heard. He gives most of his money away. He sounds like an absolutely wonderful person. Anyway, oh, last minute, here we go. Let's talk about CGI. We can't talk about movies without covering CGI. The very first movies, of course, were the train coming in you just saw on the blacksmiths. Movies today use CGI. CGI stands for computer generated imagery. Basically, stuff made on a computer. Now, Computers, of course, started in about the Second World War, well, before that, I suppose, but home computers came out in, what, the 1960s, 1970s. CGI became used in movies from about the 1970s, 1980s. Here's an example of a movie called Tron, which came out in 1982. Look at the CGI in this one. And now compare the CGI in Tron to the CGI in The Planet of the Apes over here. Obviously chalk and cheese. Very, very different. Then, of course, Beauty and the Beast. Movies like this. Basically, Basically, experts today can create anything they want to for a movie. They use something called green screens. They use green screens or blue screens. What that does is an actor acts in front of a blue screen or a green screen, and afterwards, the CGI artist, they just insert the cityscape or whatever's happening behind the actor over here. They use that color because it contrasts very well with clothes, I think. Time's up. I'll continue though. When you're making a movie, the director or the CGI people will be very careful to make sure you don't wear the same color as the screen behind you. Otherwise, those will disappear as well. Have a look at this one. This is the Avengers here. Green screen. And they're also running on running machines, which I thought was quite interesting there. Anyway, I've run out of time, so I better tie this talk up. CGI these days has reached the point where I don't think we know what is real anymore. You can watch a movie, and sometimes you'll think, is that real? But sometimes you won't have any idea at all. I mean, look at these faces, look at these people. These are all CGI, these are all created, they're not real. When you watch a movie like The Avengers, you can see the people are real or not real, but the city behind them, the things surrounding them, the spaceships, it looks completely real. That's an amazing thing for movies, of course. We want to go and see movies that are real. We want to go and see movies that would be impossible to actually physically make. So that's great. However, what about the news? What about other things in life? If CGI artists can make things that look so realistic, what can we trust? How can we trust what we see? I'm going to leave you on that note. Thank you for coming. Don't forget, if you click on the link in the description below, you can go to my site and you can find the transcript, questions, all this stuff. Please go have a look. Anyway, thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye.